Alright, welcome to August 29th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And one of the reasons why I do this show is because, in my opinion, America has some of the greatest, most entertaining stories in the history of mankind. And I'm going to share some of those stories with you today. I assembled this podcast from a tool shed in my very own backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move here, I would suggest you check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. As a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check out the website, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com, and then give her a call, 619-507-4906. And let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice. And now moving on to today's headlines. Hurricane Katrina slams into the Gulf Coast, and we'll talk about the second battle of Bull Run. All right, so now let's get started. 2005. Hurricane Katrina slams into the Gulf Coast. Katrina would become the deadliest natural disaster in the history of the United States, covering New Orleans with water and destroying the coastlines of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Although New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin ordered a mandatory evacuation of the city on August 28th, an estimated 150,000 people, for whatever reason, either didn't leave or couldn't leave and stayed behind. It was a Category 5 while off the coast, and by the time it hit landfall, it was a Category 4. Winds screamed some 200 miles an hour, although accounts vary on that. 70% of New Orleans is below the sea level, and levees are placed to keep the Mississippi River from flooding the city. But a break in the levee system during Hurricane Katrina caused massive flooding throughout the city. About 180,000 homes went underwater, and electrical and water systems became non-functional. The U.S. government and FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency's attempt to provide disaster relief, was an epic fail. It took 2 full days just for the relief to even get started. Residents took shelter in the New Orleans Convention Center and the Louisiana Superdome. And the situation got quickly out of hand as reports of rape and murder began to surface. As the world watched this, it was well noted that almost every one of the victims were poor African Americans, bringing to front America's Achilles heel, if you will, with racial inequality. Bottom line was that FEMA was not even prepared to handle this from the beginning. In all, this resulted in more than 1,800 deaths, with over 1 million people totally displaced, losing their homes, cars, pets, and possessions. Although President George W. Bush declared September 16th a National Day of Remembrance for the victims, he was under fire for not mentioning it in a State of the Union address, was harshly criticized for dragging his feet to get the National Guard involved. FEMA head Michael Brown retired in disgrace. Epic fail, Michael.
1862. Second Battle of Bull Run, otherwise known as Manassas. Union Major General John Pope and his Army of Virginia v. Confederate General Robert E. Lee and his Army of Northern Virginia. The result? Confederate victory. Henry Halleck had just relieved George McClellan as commander of the Union Army. McClellan needed more troops to go after the Confederate capital of Richmond, but Abraham Lincoln denied his request and merged the armies of Potomac and Virginia. The latter was commanded by John Pope, and this would be his last. Lee's men, though outnumbered at first, knew Manassas like they knew their backyard. On August 28th, Pope attacked Confederate Stonewall Jackson's men at the Warrenton Turnpike. The result was a stalemate, with heavy casualties on both sides. Pope was convinced that he had Jackson surrounded, but what he didn't know was that Stonewall would be joined by Major General James Longstreet's division. On the 29th, Pope attacked Stonewall's position, but the rebels held their ground. When Longstreet arrived, they joined on Stonewall's right flank. On the 30th, Pope tried to attack again, but Fitzjohn Porter's and Irvin McDowell's divisions were overwhelmed by Longstreet's wing of 28,000 soldiers. It was the largest massive assault of the entire Civil War. In one engagement, the Yankee North 5th Regiment had more casualties than any other regiment in the war. The Union left flank retreated to Bull Run. In Washington, Pope, McClellan, Porter, and McDowell pointed the fingers at each other, and though President Lincoln was disgusted with McClellan, he chose to leave him in command. So that's going to wrap it up, my friends, for August 29th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Take a look at the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's episode. For instance, Hurricane Katrina. What's the difference between the way President Bush handled it versus the way President Obama handled the Flint, Michigan water crisis? Let me know what your thoughts are on that. Civil War buffs, what's your take on the Second Battle of Bull Run? Anything you care to add to that story? So yeah, let me know what you think. And now on tomorrow's program, I'll talk about a hotline between Washington and Moscow. Benjamin Harrison, he signed meat inspection into law. Thomas Jefferson responds to a letter on slavery. And the New York Yankees. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you then.